issue whatsoever, anyone using a prostitute, if both people are consenting adults. You see, if both people are consenting adults, I don't think it really matters in any way, shape or form. And if it happens to be, you know, a straight financial transaction and both people are happy with that, who cares? What annoys me is the fact in this country, when it comes to the attitudes towards sex, we are stuck in the past. You know, we've got this Victorian baggage.
Why don't we, as a society, talk about sex? Most people don't. What are they frightened of?
But you see, you take your girlfriend out for dinner and you buy her dinner and you expect sex. Isn't that prostitution?
Do you really? Do you really?
No, I don't think I've been with a woman sexually before the fourth or fifth date at least.
Oh, well, I can beat you on that. I haven't since I was 17.
Well, there you go.
Broadcasters, we pussyfoot around it. God, what can I say? What can't I say? Someone might say, you have concerns about immigration, therefore that makes you racist. Well, I've got concerns about immigration. Doesn't make me racist, but I still have the right to raise those concerns.
Duncan, where does this statement fit into your definition of racism? I get this all the time on air. They come over here opening their late night shops.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about?
That's ignorance. And, you know, I can wax lyrical about this for a long, long time because I studied it in a different area of my life.
I got to the middle page, and there's my auntie with a name and address.
No.
To which?
No, your auntie.
To which I ran downstairs and went, Mum, with me cake still on my pants, and she went, dirty little. And all my mates were so excited, and they said, let's go and see if she wants any messages. Let's go and do some. She told us she was a model. She didn't say what she was modeling.